we're seriously going to have to look at closing. And that's very sad. It's sad after putting 10 years, 11 years work into the farm to have to leave in this way.
Running such a labour-intensive business, Charles Reynolds relies on up to 6 working volunteers all year round to plant and pick lilliums, which he mostly sells to the Perth wholesale market.
Financially, the difficulty that we have of running a flower farm so far from our area of sale means that in the last 10 years, while the costs have skyrocketed, including labour costs and including costs of the input, especially things like bulbs, we actually have had to move to a new model which has allowed us to use voluntary work to compensate for those increasing costs. The prices that we are receiving are the same as we got 10 years ago. There's been no changes in that.
So how reliant are you then on these workers, given that new model adoption?
I'm totally reliant. We basically have an option of downsizing and using the permanent staff that I have here, of 3.5 permanent staff, or we close. The second option is probably the one which is closest to being on the books at the moment.
Charles believes the government's decision to change the visa rules misses the mark and doesn't address the problem of worker exploitation in the horticulture industry.
The difficulty we have is we just don't know what the time frame is that the government's working under here. It's a very simplistic solution. I mean, the problem is so much deeper than just saying, oh, you have to provide me a payslip. It impacts on a whole pile of businesses that they haven't even considered. I think there are quite a few businesses that are reliant, because of their regional nature, on this support from volunteer workers. The volunteering work is self-regulating in the fact that if you get a bad response, people won't turn up to do it. The recommendations on the website are what people base whether they'll even apply to you. And we're providing them the full food and board and the Australian experience. Even on the Four Corners report, they actually talked about people forking money out before they even went to be employed. So there's lots of ways of getting around the requirement to produce a payslip or a bank account. That doesn't prove that those people have actually been paid and aren't being exploited. I think one of the things that the volunteer system does is that we're very careful that we are not exploiting them, that we are actually giving them a viable benefit. If that benefit doesn't include, however, the second year visa, yes, we might get one or two, but not enough to be able to, one, run the business, and two, guarantee support. We would get between 3 and 5 people applying a week to come and work on the farm that have come to receive their second year visa.
Hello, my name is Kevin and I'm from France.
Why did you choose to work here on a voluntary basis when you could be getting paid for the work you do?
Well, it was a good way to get my second year visa without going in the system of paid work in fruit picking, where you don't really know where you're going to end up and which conditions you're going to be working with. At least with volunteer work, I know that I can leave if it doesn't suit me, and I can get to live in an Australian family. It's a completely different experience, and I think it's a better way to get my second year visa.
Hello, my name is Emily and I'm from Sweden. It's been awesome. They've been really nice and they've been taking care of us like their own family.
So why would you volunteer and not get paid for the work that you do to get the visa?
Because I think that the volunteer work, they depend on the volunteers, of course. The paid works doesn't really... If someone quits there, they can just get another one. But the volunteer work is like... They really need the persons who are there and they take care of them. But I have the impression that the paid workers don't really have the same thought about taking care of the stuff.
Kevin, you've worked on a handful of farms to clock up your 88 days. Would you seek out an experience like this if there weren't the visa perks, the visa extension?
It was a good experience, but I wouldn't have done it without the second year visa.
The current team of backpackers at this flower farm will leave once their 88 days are up, with a second 12-month visa in their pocket, leaving Charles wondering where his next workers will come from.
I think it might be the straw that breaks the camel's back. I mean, we've still got, obviously, to look at the options, and I haven't given up hope that there's potential for the government to actually see sense and allow small businesses, small agribusinesses, to actually continue volunteer service.